It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than seeing your web traffic drop.
Ooh, ouch.
I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. That's Pip Helix jumping the gun.
Hi, everybody.
And there's Joe Curry.
Hello.
Joe waiting patiently like a good lad. On the show, Breitbart's numbers crater, reality show myths, and scamming scammers with Jane. But first, we're going to talk a little technicality, a little Google algorithm. Fascinating.
Nerd stuff.
Nerds. So, around the election time, there was a lot of anti-Semitism going around the internet,
right?
Which led to some bad Google search conclusions. We'll start there to set the table. So, Google tweaked its algorithm following weeks of backlash after several outlets reported the top result for the search: "Did the Holocaust happen?" directed users to an article from American neo-Nazi group Stormfront that claimed it never took place.
Oh, great.
"We currently made improvements to our algorithm that will help surface more high-quality, credible content on the web." I guess Stormfront's not credible. Who knew? Credible? Okay, Bobble.
Credible.
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 I mean, credibles. A Google spokesperson said in the statement to the Huffington Post, "We'll continue to change our algorithms over time in order to tackle these challenges. The Stormfront article does still appear in search results, but not at the top, and tweaking the phrase to 'the Holocaust didn't happen' continues to place the article near the top of results."
Right.
So it hasn't really been fixed. If you call it fixing. "Google was built on providing people with high quality and authoritative results for their search queries," a spokesperson told the Huffington Post. "Judging which pages on the web best answer query is a challenging problem, and we don't always get it right. When a user searches Google for information..." So that's what happened. So they did try with the Holocaust thing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, all right, let's just play the devil's advocate and say that if you are searching for something, it doesn't say what your motivation is for searching the term "the Holocaust didn't happen." But if you were looking for some evidence on the internet, not necessarily truthful evidence, but if you're looking for that on the internet, that is your search. That is your result. That's where you can find that on the internet.
Well, now, I don't think you can just start your query with BS and then write whatever you want.
Well, no. I know that, but I'm just saying that if you were looking, say you're having a conversation and somebody said, "You know, there are people that believe the Holocaust didn't happen." "No way. The Holocaust didn't happen." Boom. "Oh my God, look, there's a website that says that." You know, I mean, people search for different reasons.
Okay. So now this is going on. "When a user searches Google for information on Islam, the results often link to propaganda, anti-Muslim hate, and outright lies. Basic search words like Muslim and Islam return reasonable results with links to reputable sites. But more specific terms like Sharia, Jihad, and Taqiya, often co-opted by white supremacists, return links to Islamophobic sites filled with misinformation." The same thing happens with the autofill function. If a user types in "Does Islam," the first suggestion that pops up to complete the query is "Does Islam permit terrorism?"
Oh, boy.
Another egregious example occurs when a user inputs do Muslim. The autofill results include "Do Muslim women need saving?" 90% of the people don't make it past the first page. Heidi Byrick, a project director for the Southern Poverty Law Center, told Huffington Post, "It's miseducating millions, if not billions, of people on many subjects." Omar Suleiman, a Muslim American imam from Dallas and co-founder of the Keen Institute for Islamic Research, has a planet take on Google. He says his team have been publishing reports on controversial topics in Islam, like jihad, in the hopes of influencing the search algorithm. His goal is to flood the search results with accurate information on Islam. Suleiman realized a few years ago that there was a dire need for factual information during the rise of the self-described Islamic State, when he noticed how many right-wing groups were equating ISIS language with the beliefs of the world's entire Muslim population.
Right.
"Factual content about Islam and basic searches often gets choked off by the anti-Muslim propaganda," writes Alex Amen, media director of the Southern Poverty Law Center. There is a precedent, like we said, you know, where Google does take action with the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Like the company removed "Are Jews evil?" That was what the auto, like it said "Are Jews," and it would autofill the evil.
Get out! Really?
Shocking.
Yeah.
And they also apologized for mistakenly tagging African Americans as gorillas.
Oh no.
In the search feature of Google Photos app.
Ah.
They go, "We're appalled and genuinely sorry that this happened," a company spokeswoman said. At the time, there is still clearly a lot of work to do with the automatic image labeling, and we're looking at how we can prevent these types of mistakes from happening in the future. I don't really think about how search engines get their results when I'm doing a search.
No, nor had I until I remember hearing a little bit about how they do have the algorithm set up. And just today, the breaking news was that Google was being sued by a watchdog company in Europe, saying that they had skewed the search results for certain sales towards companies that were advertising with them.
Yeah, but I saw that too, but this is a little bit worse.
Yo, no, much worse.
A little worse.
No, but I'm saying if they have the ability to skew the algorithm to go their way, they should also be able to skew it to go in a better direction than sending it to hate groups.
Well, do you want them skewing it, though? Or do you want it to be most hits? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's what most of us think of it. Oh, they're going to take us to the most popular sites because it gets the most hits.
That's what I would think,
I think you answered your own question.
What do I need you for?
To tell you to answer your own question?
Thank you. What was my question?
Well, your question is, you know, your concern is about the sites coming up that are incorrect, coming up on the first page, and then you said, but do you really want them going in there and moving things around? Maybe if your concern is about the first page coming up with incorrect or hateful information, then maybe the answer would be yes. Maybe you would want
them. So you do want them taking a more active role and not just going on hits or most popular, and they go, you want them to look at these goes, you know what, this is a propaganda site. This is anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish, anti-African-American, whatever the hell it is. We got to push this down. Or you could even go and not feature it. You know what, we're not going to put you in our search engine, and we know that we're the biggest and baddest in the game, so we're going to block your site from appearing in our search engine.
They have the same thing with Facebook. Facebook will tell you, this is, yeah, everybody's on it, but it's a private site and it's subject to their rules and regulations. So it's easy for them to come out and Google could say, we will not list any sites that we feel or deem hurtful or, derogatory.
Makes you go down the slippery slope, though.
Or misleading.
Yeah.
Misleading? What, are they going to have six sites?
you can't have everything. What do you want? And I'm not being facetious when I ask that.
I just want one. DavinStan.com. That should be the only thing. Whatever the search.
Besides everything leading it to us, what would you want?
Porn. DavinStan.com and porn.
Will you stop? Be serious, because you seem to be on the fence on this.
You know what? Listen, I don't like somebody dictating what's offensive and not offensive, but as you rightly pointed out, hey, it's their game. It's their ball. It's their thing. Yeah, if something's a hate group, block it out. You can find it on the black net.
You're a very big warrior of misinformation. If you feel that there's misinformation on that first page, how could you feel that you don't want them tinkering with it?
No, I'm saying I do. I'm saying I don't want these hate sites on there.
Right.
Don't even just push them down. I'm saying take it a step further. Don't push it down.
And just have it in their
I would even have terms. Hey, the ownership of Google believes that Stormfront is a hate site. It is no longer going to show up in our search engines. You can find it in Bing.
And the funny thing is, but people don't realize
about
Facebook or Twitter or something like that. People go, you know, that's taking away freedom of speech. It's their page. They can do anything. They can do anything they want.
And you can still type in the URL and get there.
Yeah,
it's not blocking you from going wherever
you want. Well, let's be
honest.
If you don't show up in a Google search, that really affects your traffic.
Oh, it sure does. Yeah. It sure does. But, I mean, maybe they would have really narrow constraints on what they consider hate speech. You know what I mean?
Well, somebody's got to make the call. And somebody's going to be upset with the decision they make.
Of course.
Now, and the whole thing with the somebody, we discussed this, I believe, with Facebook, trying to find, a lot of people, perverts and stuff like that to go on there. There's only a certain amount of people to do that. So maybe Google is finding the same problem where we'd like to have people there. There's only a certain amount of people we can have do that.
It doesn't sound like Google really wants to tackle the issue, though.
No, I mean, it sounds like an enormous pile of work. You know,
yes.
To have to be going through the entire internet,
and
looking for things.
But
that,
you know what? But if Stormfront shows up with "Did the Holocaust happen?" and you go, "Listen, this is white supremacist. The people of Google know that the Holocaust happened.
Yeah.
So you're not going to show up in our search engine. It is our decision. And listen, you're going to get backlash from the white supremacist contingency. You might not get their business on the search engine. But you know what? If you want to make a stand, and I really don't have a problem with them making a stand. And I wouldn't have a problem with it if porn didn't show up on Google searches. You know, if they want to do that too.
Yeah, but then again, you're going to have things like I remember there was some at my day program, and I mean, rightfully so, they didn't want us looking at things that have nothing to do with work during the day. But I mean, then they had things like they put in some kind of software that would look for terms that they considered that would be porn.
Right.
But I mean, like women's health sites you couldn't go to.
Yeah, but who cares about them?
You know, if it had the word breast in it, it's like, nope, done, can't go there.
No, but there's images. You could certainly image recognition.
Well, I suppose, but I mean,
listen,
like,
I mean, nothing's perfect. If the site's called Pornhub, chances are it has to do with porn.
And a hub.
Now we can't find any hubs.
Oh, man.
But, you know, your office, you know, I can understand why they do that because
people
serve. And those key words, it's like, well, you know, you can't do that. Of course we can do that. You work here. This is not, you're not supposed to be on there anyway.
Right.
We do whatever we want. And we're trying to protect ourselves because, God forbid, something that comes up that could hurt the company because you're looking at porn or something like that. We don't need that.
Right. Oh,
and
yeah.
Especially what in the day program you're in.
Right.
You can't
absolutely
afford that.
No.
At all.
No. No.
Do you even really usually go past page one on a Google search? I do.
I do.
Sometimes. But not always. Depends what it is. If I'm doing research for this show,
mm-hmm,
like when we do our countdowns, oh, I'm going deep.
Oh, yeah.
But if I just want to find out what something means or how something's spelled, which often I do,
yeah,
I'm going to page one.
Oh, yeah. It's surface stuff for surface reasons. But I mean, like, yeah, if I'm doing something for the show, like those kind of searches for evil people for our countdowns.
Yeah, sometimes I go that. But sometimes I'll go. You're like, if I'm doing if I have to find a repair part or something like that,
mm-hmm,
and a guy gives me a part number and I'm seeing if I can try to cross it over, I'll go three pages trying to see if I could just find any glimmer. You try to get any bit of information. And it's a hard search. Like, if having it's a problem with a hard search on that. You know, mm-hmm, you'll go in trying to find if there's anything that'll – and sometimes it does. It'll lead me to what I'm looking for, you know, if I have to find a repair part or something like that. But, you know, after that, not really, you know. First page is what you're usually looking for.
Yeah, sometimes if I'm looking up, like, all of a sudden I'll go, hey, I wonder what happened to that kid that I used to go to school with. I'll just keep looking and looking and looking until I can find, you know, any clue, like,
well,
where
the
they
hell
end up.
Paying for a service like Spokio, that costs money. I'm just going to stalk you on Google.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Why not? You know, and you just go and look for glimmers of, oh, look at this. They wrote a paper. Look at that. You know, yeah. I mean, all that stuff's interesting to me.
Okay. There you go. All right. More show.
This is Davinston.
Okie dokie. Breitbart. Little Breitbart.
Same to you.
Does sound like a curse when you saw it like that. Breitbart, Joe.
Breitbart.
Breitbart News is the 45th most trafficked website in the United States, according to the rankings from Amazon's analytical company, Alexa.com. I didn't know Alexa had a company. I just thought she was a mouthy woman in a machine.
So did I.
They wrote in January 9, 2017, with over 2 billion page views generated in 2016 and 45 million unique monthly visitors, Breitbart News has now surpassed Fox News, number 47, Huffington Post, number 50, Washington Post, number 53, and BuzzFeed, number 64 in traffic. A month later, the site had even greater cause to celebrate. Breitbart News is now the 29th most trafficked site in the United States, surpassing Pornhub and ESPN, they crowed.
Surpassing Pornhub.
No. No. No.
That shocked me.
Them fighting words.
I know.
As soon as I zip up, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind.
I'm going to zip up, check the Yankee score, and then they're getting a piece of my mind.
Just a few months later. Sounds like a fine Sunday afternoon.
Priorities.
Gosh. Can I move to your place? Is that what your lifestyle is going to be?
No.
That sounds like fun. No. Somebody might listen to this later and yell at me. Enjoying myself.
Somebody might listen to you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I know. That's not allowed again. Just a few months later, the numbers have a different story to tell. As of May 26, 2017, according to Alexa.com, the same web ranking analytics company that Breitbart drew its numbers from in January, Fox News is the 64th most trafficked site in the country. Huffington Post is at 60. BuzzFeed is at 50. Washington Post, on the strength of all these scoops that they've been having, is 41. Breitbart, mm-hmm, 281st place. That's precipitous. Other conservative media sites have also experienced declines in traffic in recent months, but none as pronounced as Breitbart's. According to Alexa Data, National Review Online, Infowars.com, The Daily Caller, and The Judge Report, all saw slumps in their rankings over the last week as Trump was engulfed and the Comey scandal. Fox News viewership dropped to third place behind CNN and MSC for the first time in 17 years. They were the biggest, Fox News. At the most basic level, Trump's struggles are producing a passion gap among news consumers. If you're anti-Trump, there's never been a better time to read news. It's like Christmas every morning, an editor at a conservative media outlet told Vanity Fair. So every time you open the newspaper, open up Twitter, or turn on Facebook, you get to enjoy the fact that there are a lot of other people who don't like Trump. Whereas if you're a Breitbart, you're scrambling to explain or defend or continue to back the guy you back throughout the election. Eventually, if your posture continues to just simply be reactive and trying to explain away things that are happening by the president, slowly people become disheartened. Traffic has also been definitive measures of the strength of the movement Breitbart championed. The growing traffic numbers was a huge focus for Bannon and the Breitbart senior management, as it was on any online platform. There are two types of news bias, said former Breitbart staffer. There's a bias in news as to how you cover a particular story, and then there's a selection bias as in which stories you cover. And I think that Breitbart has both of those. The former staffer pointed to the site's current homepage just a few hours after the CBO score for the House's second attempt at repealing Obamacare's release. The biggest headline on the site was, Associated Press cracks issues, correction undermining hit piece from leftist activists hired to sneak into Kellyanne event. The person goes, this is not news anyone wants to read right now. Come on, he said. That's not even English. Sounds like a scammer. A story about the CBO score was buried on the bottom right-hand corner. Another reason may be that Judge Report is no longer linking as often to Breitbart. Apparently, Judge Report gave them a lot of things. I don't read Breitbart. Do you read Breitbart?
No.
Joe?
No.
I thought you do, because you've had some stuff from Breitbart. I thought...
It depends. It depends.
That's a yes or no. I'm asking yes. Do you read Breitbart?
Once in a blue moon.
Okay, so that's yes. Yeah. Okay, I really don't go there.
Do you think that some of the unique viewers that initially when they were getting the tremendous amount of hits, some of it was curiosity on the part of both sides because they're hearing that Bannon ran it and they're like, well, what's that about? So, I mean, that would make me, I didn't, but that would make me want to go and take a look just to see, well, what is it that they're talking about?
Well, that would be after Trump brought him onto the campaign in August.
Okay,
because that's when Bannon joined Trump last August.
Right, but they're saying that he was if I'm remembering correctly, in January was when they were at the height of the popularity.
Right.
So I mean, people were probably just like you watch Fox and CNN and MSNBC. It's like people on both sides looking to see, well, what is that about? They keep talking about it. Let me go see.
I'm more likely to read an article about bad news for a person I don't like than I am about good news for somebody I do like.
Well, it's almost like if you go and you have a bad, you know, like if you listen, like you tape your sets, you're going to listen to a bad set that you had more than a good set because you know how well you want to find out what was going on.
Well, like after the Jets lose, I find the post game much more fascinating than after they win. So I'm very often finding the post game fascinating, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I honestly, I'll be honest about it. The new show of choice for me is Morning Joe, because I like because they have both sides of it.
Right.
It's hosted by a Republican and a Democrat. I like that. But every morning I wake up, and this is the thought. I go, what's stupid do now? Because I just assumed he tweeted out something, and there's some new. But that's what I think. I enjoy the bad news about Trump. I'm not going to lie about it.
Yeah, well,
I don't think he's very good at this gig, and I enjoy about hearing all the absurdity.
As much as we like to say sometimes, oh, why is there always only bad news? Let's have some good news. You know what? I think humans are hardwired for enjoying Schadenfreude. They just really want to hear what the people that they don't like hearing bad things happen to them, you know?
Joe, during the campaign, were you more likely to read a bad story about Hillary and her Alzheimer's or whatever they said that she had, or a story saying how good Trump was? Where would you go first?
I know
it was last summer. Try to think back.
No, because it's a very good question. Because
yeah,
basically, you want to go. You know, I would tend to go to the Hillary story,
the bad news,
the
one saying awful things about the person you hate.
Yeah.
I think that's human nature.
I do too.
I think as far as these websites are concerned, it's a lot. You're going to get a lot more traffic when you're the opposition. Because you're going to have all these hit pieces, or in some cases, honest pieces, whatever the case is. You're going to have all this bad news about the person everybody hates.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's hard to be Trump's cheerleader. I mean, if you want to see what's going on with Trump and you don't like the guy and the guy's underwater in the polls, you're turning to Rachel Maddow. She's got a new story every night at 9 o'clock about Trump and Russia.
Right.
So it makes sense why she's going through the ratings.
Right.
And she's going through the ratings and, you know, like the whole – everybody's getting sick and tired of the whole Russia story.
Well, I don't think that's true.
It is.
Well, you're a Trump supporter.
No, but it's just getting sick. Because they're finding nothing there. There's nothing there.
And that's not true either. We're gonna.
It is actually true.
You can't say there's nothing there.
It's all hearsay.
Well, that's why Mueller's going to... I don't know why people want answers now. There's an investigation going on. Everybody just needs to relax and let him do his investigation.
Yeah, they don't usually leak what's going on, what they found, when they're doing this type of investigation.
When the investigation's
until it's done.
Yeah, so everybody needs to relax. And Trump brings it upon himself by constantly talking about it. He wouldn't talk about it, it wouldn't be in the news all
Don't look at my mole. Don't look at my mole. Don't look at my mole.
Yeah, I mean, he's his own worst enemy with this stuff.
Yeah, sometimes he really is.
Have you consumed news differently?
Yes, I do. I'm reading a lot more about politics this year than I have before.
Are you?
Uh-huh.
I think a lot of people are burned out on it.
Yeah. But I keep up a lot more day to day.
I know I go to the CNN website a lot more now than I probably did before, because I still consider them the most down the middle. I know they had an issue.
Well, you knew that was coming.
I understand, but he didn't say anything when Sean Hannity was promoting fake news for a couple of weeks. That slipped under his radar. But anyway, and Sean Hannity still has a gig. But I digress. All right. More, we'll do something we haven't done in a while. Reality show myths.
It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
A lot of people, they watch these reality shows and they think it's real. Turns out it's really not.
Yeah, I know. There's more script in there than we thought.
Yeah. You guys ever see the show House Hunters?
Oh, yeah.
That's a like popular show like on TLC or something.
You know what, though?
HGTV.
After the year I've had, I'm not going to unwind by watching House Hunting.
Well, you can see how it works out well and quickly.
Yeah.
without a nagging co-owner. Yeah. You can see how it goes pleasantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
House Hunters is a show that routinely features young couples. That eliminates you. who are inexplicable. They never have grumpy old guy getting out because he's getting a divorce. They never have that guy on House Hunters.
No, they don't.
Listen, I just got to get out. She's driving me nuts. Let's go.
There's a big open floor plan. I need two rooms.
What do you got cheap and not too dangerous?
Yeah, right.
I need water that runs.
I need two rooms. Water runs. Neighbors that are quiet.
I don't like people. Rooms. What do you got? Something secluded.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, I know. That's why I looked at you like that. I'm like, he's dropping on me again?
No, we know you. Yeah. We've been exposed.
just one quick thing. I got to be nice to neighbors. I got to pull this off.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to happen.
No, I got him. I'm the new guy, you know? It can't be me.
Just let
them
know who you are.
I can't. I gotta be nice.
I can't.
I was the old long-time resident where I just left. I'm the new guy, and I gotta be nice. I don't know if I could do it.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm gonna have Joe's girl do all the talking.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle.
Yeah.
And she's gonna wonder why
she's gonna be like Spicer.
Funny, hanging out in the bushes.
Yeah.
They'll ask why she's leaving right before the morning. Anyway. What?
No, could nothing.
Could happen. Who are big word.
Inexplicably.
Yeah, you screwed it up too.
I did.
Approved for crazy high mortgages, are overly concerned with paint color and granite countertops, and have clearly just learned that the term en suite and are going to use it every chance they get.
En suite.
No, it's N. E-N.
On.
It's E-N.
You say en suite.
Whatever. Who cares? You didn't know either. Your N is like enchilada. What do you know? The premise is that they can bear three properties. Look at Pip. Who the hell do you think you are?
Correcting the host.
Nobody can talk on this show. And she's
trying to help you too.
She couldn't even do that when she tried. She screwed it up too. And I said inexplicably. You see her mumble all of it. Who does she think she is? The hoarder in residence? Screw you.
I am the hoarder in residence.
Exactly. So you don't get to look down at us butchering foreign languages.
Throw me in there.
You anywhere.
I'm not looking down. I'm trying to pitch in and help.
Yeah,
she's trying to be a team player, and you ruined it.
Yeah,
you're ruining.
You guys can start your own team.
You're the ruiner.
That's right.
I'm the ruiner in chief.
I'm
a disruptor.
Yeah.
That's what I am.
The destructor.
Not the destructor. The disruptor.
She was the son of the destructor.
All right, now I'm back with you.
She's your teammate. You rein her in. You wanted to claim her.
Switch sides.
What are you, the French? All right, so they're looking to buy houses. After a reader of the Hooked on Houses blog, whose house hunt was featured on the show, related a story about how they'd actually already closed on their house before HGTV even accepted them for the show, mm-hmm. and went so far as to stage their friends' houses as other potential buys.
Yes.
You know this story.
I knew that happened, but I only found that out recently.
HGTV was forced to comment under a wave of media scrutiny. They owned up to it, but their official response was so full of PR spin and buzzwords, the HGTV team should probably be running political campaigns. I'm going to make this house great again. putting the homeowners first, Joe. To maximize production time. We seek out families who are pretty far along in the process. Kind of defeats the whole premise of the show.
Yeah, it is.
Often everything moves much more quickly than we can anticipate. Yeah, because things move quickly. So we go back and revisit some of the homes that the family has already seen, and we capture their authentic reactions. It's not authentic!
It's not authentic if you're doing it to the second time!
Exactly! Because the stakes in real estate are so high, these homeowners always find themselves right back in the moment, experiencing the same emotions and reactions to these properties.
No, they're really, really kind of badly acted.
I believed it up until I read this. You didn't?
No, I believed them, but I thought, and I know that they're not actors, so they're going to be a little wooden, but sometimes the people go in there and they're like, oh, well, I think that those closets will be good. And it's just like, it seems like they've already seen the places. Yeah. They don't really look surprised.
So you were onto it beforehand?
No. I mean, I thought that they were poorly, you know, acted, and they were just because they were normal people.
But it's supposed
people.
To be authentic.
I know, but they didn't really seem surprised when they walked into some of the places. But then when I found out that some of them were already, like, far along in the housing process, or they'd already picked one, I was like, oh, that explains it. But they had fooled me, too.
This is Davin's Den.
Let's do some scamming of these scammers, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're really excited about
this. I know. I want to hear.
Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Just like a
dream. All right. When we last left off, I was trying to help Jane with her lawyer.
Yes.
Mr. Danish. One of the finest attorneys in the breakfast field.
Yes.
So I said, I'm going to make it so you have access to your own money. She asked me to calm down and told me to not harass him. And I said, I'm going to make it so you have access to your own money. I'm not dear, but I can be very persuasive.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to sell her on how I was helping her. So Jane will say, and she did, okay. For him to do that, it will take some days. I said I'm hungry. What do you want me to do? Please help me with this. When he's done, I will return your money then.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
I said, honey, I'm on a hunger strike with you. We'll get through this together.
Oh, look at you.
Remember, I told her I wasn't eating because she's not eating.
Right.
I wish
there
was a camera we could put on her just to see the look on her face when she's trying to get this money and this dumbbell, this white knight dumbbell
How
over here.
How am I a white knight dumbbell?
You're Mr. coming to Romantic. A rescue and you want to go through the whole suffering process.
I know you've been in a loveless marriage for years, but when you care about somebody, you try to help Joseph.
Okie dokie. All
right, don't you try to help Mr. Helix?
Absolutely.
And aren't I trying to help my girlfriend Jane?
No.
Yes, you are.
Yes, thank you. You don't know. You're a very angry man. She goes, what about the internet bill? I'm tired of begging for Wi-Fi, and I don't want to lose you. Everybody spells lose wrong.
They do.
Spell lose wrong. I go, I will log off and grow through that with you as well. We will stop chatting. I will send the email to Mr. Blueberry Danish and wait for his response.
Mr. Blueberry Taters.
I gave him a first name.
Wait a minute. Didn't he have a first name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad Danish.
But now he's Blueberry to me.
Yeah, but you see, he's an international delight.
He is an international. I could really go for a Danish right now.
Yeah, really?
I know. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, well, every time I do this, I get hungry. She goes, are you there? Are you there, darling? You're kidding me. Are you playing with my heart? I go, no! Why would you say such a thing?
People don't do that over the internet.
Exactly.
Right?
She goes, because you're turning your back on me. I go, I'm not. I'm trying to help you. I hate when you try to help somebody and they don't appreciate it.
I'm trying to teach you how to fish.
Exactly. If I give somebody money, they eat for a week. If I teach them how to scam, they eat for a lifetime.
I could just slap you in the face with a flounder.
I would love to do that. She goes, I don't think so. She goes, if you want to help me, you will what I told you to do. I go, well, if you don't trust me, then there's no point in going further with our love. You need to decide.
Ooh.
I'm ready to walk away.
Ready to go.
Ready. I do not like the way she does not like the way I'm loving her. Does not appreciate me.
You're showing caring.
Thank you. Thank you for
making her a better person.
You get with the program now, Joseph. You're back on the team.
You will accept my gifts the way I give them to you.
Now you sound like you make me sound like Cosby. Stop
yeah.
She goes, then things will be easy. I go, as you said yourself, sometimes we need to go down the rough road. She goes, I never said I don't trust you. I go, then let me email Mr. Danish and stop talking about this for now. She goes, okay, I want you to help with some cash so that I can eat, please. Why are you treating me like a kid? I go, because you're acting like one.
Ooh.
I like responsible, self-reliant women.
That's what you want.
She's going to have to change the character that she's portraying.
You're going to train her, damn it.
I most certainly will.
Fake Davin usually ends up training these people the way he wants them to be.
I'm very strong in my many personalities.
I'm sorry. You're going to scam me in a very particular way.
Sure, I got a show to write. She goes. I am. I go, then act like it.
Ooh.
She goes, I am self-reliant enough. I said I will help you, but stop begging. It is unattractive, my queen.
Wow. Wow, you're tough.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am. She goes, I have you alone in my life. That's why I'm asking you for help. I go, then let me help you in my way.
Okay.
She goes, please consider me, dear. Please, please. I go, okay, this is not good for my health. I'm going. Have a nice evening.
This is bad for my health.
It is.
Your begging is upsetting me. I gotta go.
Yes. Please, please, please. What is not good for your health? Are you there? You are just playing with my heart.
This is Davin's Den.
It's Davin's Den.
Last segment of the show, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we're up to?
Are you lost? Can I hand you a compass?
Is that what we're up to in your last segment?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, good to know.
It's Wednesday afternoon. They don't even know what concept of a day you're
being
Hour
53. They've lived on nothing but Mr. Muhammad Danish's. They've gone through this show. All right. So we're having a fight about the way I love her.
Yes.
She's not loving her. I go, no. Remember, she's like, are you there? Please, please, please. So the next day, April 1st, 2017. That was March 30th.
April 1st.
Oh, actually, no. I gave her a day to breathe. I gave her a day off, too.
Whoa, yeah. Look at that. You really left her hanging.
I did. I go, no. I try and help you, but you are stubborn. It makes me think you don't want your situation to improve. You are very frustrating. Your behavior is very stressful. She responds on April 3rd. This whole starvation thing.
She gave you time to rest.
Yeah, but I don't care. This isn't Belinda.
No.
I don't care. Belinda, you know. Puff, puff, puff.
Right.
That's
funny.
That's funny. I never heard so.
April 3rd, she goes, okay, you, whatever you want to do, talk to the lawyer after then you tell me what he said, okay? And then that's at 5:09 a.m., then at 8:52 a.m., hello, they're good, morning, how was your night? And then I said, it was okay, I guess, how are you? She goes, I'm fine, thanks, why'd you say guess? I go, well, I'm still breathing, so that's good, right? She goes, yes, what happened to you again that made you say so? I go, well, my queen, with you is not so easy as one might think, but don't give it a second thought.
What do you mean?
No. why would I tell you what I mean if I haven't told her what I mean, stupid?
I don't.
No patience.
I'm sorry.
Imagine how heavily invested she is in this.
I'm jumping the gun. It's like, someone... but why?
And now, good night.
No, funny. No.
She goes, all right, how is your health now? And how was the last weekend show? I go, to be honest, our little tiff caused me a setback in my health. Going to work was probably not the smartest thing to do. What did you do this weekend? I go, she goes, excuse me, Jane says, so sad, darling. I missed you all days and night, but you caused it all. I'm doing this all because of, you to have a good future, but you are resisting my words.
Oh.
How dare I resist? I'm honest with you. I can never lie to you or play with your heart. I really love you so much, darling, but you, I'm after your money. I have.
But what?
I think she goes, but you think, but she meant, but she wrote, but you, I'm after your money.
Oh, that was a great Freudian slip.
Freudian type there.
Yeah.
I have a lot of money in states, but due to my situations here, I can't withdraw from here. I promise, if you can help me, I'll promise this relationship will be the best. I swear, darling, please, my king, if you can help, I will always make you happy and will be peace. I love you more. I said, I never said you're after my money. I never said that.
No, you didn't. You implied it heavily.
Well, I never said it, Pip.
No.
Don't put words in my mouth.
I never put anything in your mouth.
I know, it's disappointing. Jane says, do you love the way we chat in the morning? We need to talk to each other all times, dear. She wants more communication to sink me in.
Yeah.
Because that's what the scammers do, try to monopolize.
It's like when you get a fish, and then you let it go out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go.
Tire it out.
Now, Belinda was very time consuming, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I am not giving Jane this type of time. I'm setting boundaries for myself.
Right.
She goes, imagine the way I'm replying to your messages now. If you could see, it's very slow. The person is getting angry just because of you. You mean everything to me, darling. Please, help me. I promise I'll pay you back. Okay, my king. I'm sorry for that statement. Please, let us be at peace by being honest, truthful.
Hold on.
Wait,
I promise to be back. Oh, sorry about that statement, because you ain't never getting the money back. You had a whole promise. Yeah, let's retract that. You're not going to see that cash again.
Wait a second now. She said that the person is getting upset, like she's borrowing somebody's internet?
Yes, I go, well, this person is doing you a favor, but once I talk to Mr. Danish and explain to him the ways of international banking laws, the money will flow like the Red River at a chocolate expo.
The Red River?
At a chocolate expo.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Wouldn't it be a chocolate river or a brown one?
Well, I mean, if you're on your period, chances are you're going to be at a chocolate expo. A little gross, right?
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm not making sense to the scammer.
Oh, you're not making sense to the...
take up writing menus.
The co-hosts.
She goes, can you let me talk to him myself for a better communication? I go, of course. You're a lawyer, and if he fails to do right by you, I will intervene on your behalf. Please, CC me on all correspondence. She goes, what do you mean by CC? I go, carbon copy the emails. She goes, okay. Do you know that I can't contact him with the internet here? I go, I told you to email him instead of chat with me. She goes, do you know I can only email him when I have my internet? I go, you're on the internet right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so dense.
She's hoping I'm so dense.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm connected through Wi-Fi right now, but I can only email with him when I have my own internet. Life here is hard, I told you. I go, that makes no sense.
Yeah, it's like, but computers work the same way every place.
Get the staff together, rework this, come back to me when you have a better scenario.
Yeah, you guys do understand how email works, right?
He's giving them notes.
Notes.
You know, the story, it's not too good. Why don't you do this and take a little of the edge off? You know, sponsors,
This
know.
Is your rough draft of scamming me, right? This is going to get better, right?
Gave him notes. Can you imagine? He gave us notes.
Well, yeah, good. Really. We should listen.
Yeah.
She goes, that's what happens here. That's how it's here. Low internet connections, bad infrastructure. I have no choice except you. I go, and yet scammers have plenty of access to the internet.
Oh, damn.
That's funny.
And yet she knows infrastructure.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
But not sentence structure. As we
No.
She goes, are you saying I'm a scammer? I go, not at all. But even if you were a scammer, it's not like you would tell me, LOL.
Yeah. Right.
She goes, oh, all right. Since I have no internet to contact my lawyer, now what is the next thing? I go, I will contact him as I suggested. She goes, okay. If you insist, it's your choice. But I remember, I told you, he won't answer you unless he is approved from who he sent you. Now, how will I approve you without no internet? Gigi, you're on the internet right now. There's no special internet to contact me.
Oh, it's just got to be on the special internet.
A zoologist student should know better. She goes, you can't understand what's going on here until you get here. Believe for real. I'm honest with you. Are you thinking about your money? Dear, I swear to God, calm down. Your mind thinks will be better. I go, are you thinking about my money?
Oh, yes. Get my mind on your money and your money on my mind.
She goes, I'm not. Your money, my king. I'm doing this so that we can have a better future. Understanding matters, darling. I go, right. You act like I don't know anything about Nigeria, like I'm a rube.
You're starting to... She's getting frustrated because she's getting in way over her head.
Right.
Way over her head.
Yeah, she doesn't know what to do. This guy wants to, like... He wants to talk to my lawyer that I made up. What do I do now?
I need this guy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, she does. All right. Anything to promote?
No. We have no lives.
No. All right.
Not this week.
Thank you guys for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Davin's Den. Like us on Facebook. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. All right. And I guess now we'll do some plugs.
Yeah. Pluggy plugs.
Pluggy plugs. And we'll see if Pip can get through succulent meats.
Now we're talking about the reed.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscavilla setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country, and every dish has been prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every meal is not just a visit, it is an experience. And Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, we got anything coming up?
Soon.
Okay, soon. But experience everything else that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by going to their website, portobellonj.com, or call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Shoot.
Now you gotta take it from the top. You fucked it up.
I know.
Pack a lunch. We're gonna be here a while.
I gotta go home.
Wait, I'm sorry. One second.
Nobody said anything to her. Nobody made faces.
I gotta get the Dunkin' Donuts by 8:10:30. Go, go.
Okay. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey.
Come on, Grandma in the casket. Grandma in the casket.
How do you think she got there? She killed herself. Stupid Pip.
Oh, God. You had to say something before.
It's Let's go, Puddles. Fucking wake up. Let's get
the
program.
Come on, grandma in a casket. Grandma in a casket.
That's not helping.
And we're the ones for fucking helping. Are you new? Because when you want help, you go to me and Joe.
Right.
Come on, dipshit. Let's go. It's already after fucking 10.
I know. That's why not my fault.
It is your fucking... Well, that part's Joe's fault.
Thank you.
Yeah, stupid.
Closing up my fucking house tomorrow.
That's not my problem.
It is mine, and I... You want to fucking live day to day? You live in the road in your own hometown?
Okay. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to...
Look at you like what? Like somebody who would fucking smother you with a fucking My Pillow? And Joe go, ooh, that would look good in my new bed.
They're machine worshipable. They're expensive. Worshipable? Like damn things. Yeah, that's the way he says it from Chicago. She's in the Midwest. Machine worshipable. Hmm. Those damn things are expensive.
That's from Chicago. Probably comes with a bullet hole.
Fucking pillow.
Yeah. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need...
She's getting worse.
Give me that.
She's getting worse.
All right.
You read it.
You read about the succulent meats, Joe.
Can I go home? I got to get up at 6 in the morning.
I know.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety.
Hamburg, not hamburger.
I said Hamburg.
You said hamburger.
I said Hamburg.
Next to Frankenfooter.
All right. Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious.
Succulent, not succulent. Oh, my God. My kingdom for a proper read.
All right, take two. I'll get it.
Try it again, Joseph. Shut up. It's like the new fucking challenge.
Shut up.
I'm going to get the gefilte fish juice.
Shut up.
That's what's going to happen next
you
week.
Stop laughing. You stop talking. I'll start reading. I got to get out of here. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. Quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want a manja manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like the great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, or have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, GiancarelliesPizza.com. That's GiancarelliesPizza.com. Or call them 973-823-9400. When you eat with Giancarelli's Pizza Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get a wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Giancarelli's.
Hamburg, New Jersey. You kept on saying hamburger.
I said Hamburg.
You said hamburger.
Bullshit. I said hamburger.
Second time.
Second time. First time you got it. Second time you went back to hamburger.
I said Hamburg.
The first time.
The first time I said hamburger.
No,
I said
two out of three were hamburger. Look, she's fucking leaking all over the place from her nose, from her eyes, God knows where else. Was there any other reads, or is that it?
You do Side Splitting Productions now.
Yeah, why don't we give that fucking monumental task to you? Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. While Pip come over, she'll entertain herself. I need a comedian. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. 551-404-3094. That's it. We are taking next week off. It's the 4th of July. It's Independence Day and something like that. So Pip has 2 weeks to fucking study how to do a read. I called this in the top of the show that she was going to butcher this shit. And sure enough, she did.
I'm overtired.
Fucking club you like a baby seal. I would definitely eat you over a cat. All right. Thank you guys for hanging out. Not going to do the if you like us anymore. We've done that enough, too.
Really, if you like us, we don't care anymore.
Bye-bye. Nighty-night. See you in 2 weeks.